Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, Jack, if you're going to do 230 Tupac, how deep is your Tupac bag?
I'm about to get in there with him.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
I feel like it's not that deep. No. I feel like you only listen to All Eyes on Me. That's the only album
I don't really like. No, that song's all right.
Well, that album.
Yeah.
It's a man, yeah.
Yeah. And I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, he
was. I'll work.
Okay.
I imagine.
That's another.
But that's all on All Eyes on Me.
Take it down.
Okay.
I only listen to the greatest hits album.
Oh, whatever.
You kidding me?
Yeah, you got to get in there. Just.
I listened to How Do You Want It on the way in today.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's kind of a hard one to make a return.
There you go. And so was that one.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard all the edits, all the backwards in there. Yeah.
That's a good old-fashioned edit, though. That's like a throwback.
Yeah. Those like the ones that I used. After the Janet Jackson thing happened, when I worked at WYSP, there are all these songs we played that had one curse word in it. There was a Pink Floyd song. There was an Alice in Chains song. And after that happened, everybody cracked down. You had to go and do it. And Tim was our boss, said, Spike, go fix all those songs. And the only way I knew how to do it is on the computer to reverse it so that it all had that. It all had the zip, zip, zip. Yeah.
What's the Pink Floyd song?
Money.
Ah.
BS. The word BS is in.
Oh, it is.
Is in Money.
Yeah. Do you used to be able to play that with the word in there?
Nobody said anything about it.
Really?
Yeah, in Man in a Box. The S word is in Man in a Box. We would play that one. Jeremy from Pearl Jam had the F word in it. We would play that one.
It's on the radio?
On the radio. Nobody said a word. And then the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing happened.
Man,
it was all over. It was all over.
What a glorious night.
Yeah.
But on TV, you still couldn't do it, right?
The fun was over. No, TV you can't.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. What a glorious night.
It was quite a night.
A lot of boys turned into men that night.
Yeah, they sure did.
I remember where I was.
Really? Where were you?
I was at my friend's watch party. We were in like second grade.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I remember exactly where I was.
And that's when TiVo. Remember TiVo?
Yes, of course.
When you could rewind.
Yes.
Yes. Right when it was around that time.
Before it was just part of our. Yeah.
Go back. Did I just see what I saw?
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more on Sunday? I could see this one going. The passing game looks great. By the way, a passing game and running game. I want both of them in there. The passing game looks great or a win. I'm not even going to make you guess because I know what you.
Well,
we both know where this is going to be.
Clearly 90%+.
Yeah, 89.7%.
There you go.
Yeah. 215-592-94.
Well, I'm upset that it's not 90+.
Yeah, well, there you go. I need my people to vote for a pass. And by the way, I want pass and run game. 215-592-94. Fake Stats Connor is back. You're on WIP. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm back, man. I'll take the W this early in the season to answer your question right away.
Okay.
Three games does not make a large sample size enough for me to worry about the passing game or running game. I also expect them to torch the secondary this so I actually think it's going to be shootout and we win. That's just my...
Well, let me just say this real quick, and I'm going to let you get back to you and Spike head up. The passing game is just not three games. It's a season.
Yes. Well, and half of the previous season, too.
29th ranked passing offense last year.
And it put up numbers in 23, but a lot of turnovers in 23 as well. So it's been a while
since it
was
consistent.
That's
all I'll say. The passing game is really more than three games.
Yes. What do you say to that fake stats, Connor?
Well, to be fair, and this is, I'm going to give you another real statistician's term that real statisticians that I talk to use, right? This is the point that I want to make, and I'll make it quick. Garbage data in, garbage data out. And you know what's garbage data to me? The years they didn't have Saquon. You know what's good data to me? They are undefeated when they have Saquon, AJ, and you guessed it, Jalen Hurts, all start and finish the game. We're excluding the Commanders game, right? Where you and I think, fully disagree is on Saquon, and I'll be done with my point, right?
Yep.
You believe, I think, Saquon's last year was an anomaly.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, as someone who has followed Saquon since his first college football game, and I even studied how he prepared in high school, I'm telling you, it's not an anomaly. It's the blueprint.
Well, sure, it's an anomaly. He has seven NFL seasons.
He had
seven NFL seasons before last year. Now, I think Saquon's great. I want to be clear. Huge Saquon fan. Was thrilled that they got him. But he had 1,300 yards twice. He's been injured quite a bit in his career. So if you want to talk about an anomaly, him getting through an entire season. And by the way, it would also be an anomaly for him to have 500 touches one season and follow it up with a season as good the next year. So you want to talk about history and how there is a very large sample size of running backs not performing the same way the year after. So I don't know. I don't think, even if Saquon has a great season, has a 1,500-yard season, it will look nothing like last year. The amount of giant plays he had last year. I would love to be wrong on that, but I would not put my money on this year looking like last year for Saquon.
And I will be doing that to a certain degree because I do actually have a bit of a bona fide as a professional gambler. I don't know if you guys wanted me to give you a pick tonight. But
yeah,
I do have some.
You got a prop?
So
now I've seen, so we're clear. I've seen Connor on Twitter. He has bets a lot of props.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
actually, I'm very light the past 3 years, to be clear. I'm actually a much more restrained better than most gamblers out there.
Okay.
So basically in 3 months when I was a pro gambler, right, I sold my sports opinions for money. I made about $1,000 a month. I had a 33% ROI over 3 months when I was betting exclusively on defensive props for the NFL.
Okay.
So I love and obsess over NFL, and I still don't even feel like I've cracked like 30% of what the knowledge is on NFL defenses.
So you have a prop for tonight. Give us a prop.
But I do, because it's my bell cow. Now I'm more locked in after October 15th because day job deadline stuff prevents me from being like fully locked in.
Give us the prop.
Just say the prop. Say the prop.
Give us the prop.
Christ.
Prop.
Jordan Brooks, 9.5 tackles. You'll have to bet it live because FanDuel doesn't give it to you pregame for whatever reason.
How do you know it's going to be 9.5 if it doesn't?
Because every other books are on. Other books other than FanDuel don't. For some reason, FanDuel doesn't give you live because it's probably because it's a soft market. I don't know. But regardless, it will open up probably around 9.5. And if it doesn't, don't take it. Wait till it drops to 9.5. And if it goes over that, don't take it.
Who the hell is Jordan Brooks?
He's a linebacker for the Dolphins.
He's like one of the most dominant linebackers of like the last 3 years, in my opinion. I mean, he's not maybe not like top three, but I think he's top 10. He's frequently ranked amongst IDP bettors, who's individual drop bettors as a top 10 linebacker.
So over 9.5 tackles tonight.
Yep, and there are stats to go on with it. Buffalo, time of possession, they're dominating time of possession. So Miami, I do not expect them to be the Miami like defense to be on the field as much. And not to mention, you can even get into the, like, stat counting crews and how generous home stat counting crews are to a home and away team.
Okay.
And away teams, Buffalo has historically been basically even.
Okay.
So I like, now Jordan Brooks is not wearing the green dot tonight, inexplicably. But every Miami Dolphin fan is basically saying, why is he wearing the green dot? But he's still playing 100% of the snaps.
Okay.
So I like it. That's my bona fide.
All right, fake stats.
Fake stats, Connor.
Yes.
It's time to come clean.
These are your fake stats for the day.
Okay, yeah. Time to come clean.
Yeah.
He wants to be our stat guy.
I have no problem.
Oh, he wants to give us. He's certainly auditioning for either a prop thing, which we already got, Nick Costos.
Well, you bet every day.
That's a good point.
Thursday Night Football. Costos was on
That's
Friday.
What I'm saying. So all right. So we're all in. Connor, you fake stats. Connor, you in with this?
Well, what's the bet tonight?
We're tracking it.
A prop or stat, something unique from you so that you have a unique place on the show.
Yeah, and Thursdays
is
good.
You just took up 10 minutes of time with this.
Yeah, so
I didn't understand any of it.
So
didn't understand 9.5 tackles for Jordan Brooks.
Here's what we need, Connor. If you're going to do this, I think we need him for Thursdays.
Okay.
I think we need him for Thursdays.
Well, we also got to see how the bets are going.
Well, it's going to take a while.
We got to get him here. We need more data.
We need more data.
More data.
Yeah. All right, Connor. So there we go.
Last thing we need from him is more data.
That's a lot of data.
So Connor says Jordan Brooks over 9.5 tackles. If you use FanDuel, he says you have to bet it live because it won't be, that prop won't be up there before the game.
Let me tell you, Spike, I bet a lot of things.
Yeah, you're not going to bet tackles?
I've never bet how many tackles they make.
Yet.
I'm going to make the bet tonight.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
I bet offense.
Yeah, but wait.
Unless I bet a defensive touchdown, there's nothing that I'm betting on the defense.
See, it does remind me of betting on rebounds in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look for tackles. What if they do assisted tackles? Oh, my goodness. He misses out on it because it's a joint tackle?
Yeah.
That sounds like stress with betting.
Connor seems pretty sure of it, you know?
I'm going to tell
you. There's logic behind it. Buffalo, time of possession.
Yep.
That sort of thing. That does make sense.
Again, we want logic and then data. Okay?
Well, and
the green dot thing. I don't know what that's going to what that means.
I don't really need to know that. Yeah.
By the way,
he's not wearing the green dot.
By the way, Buffalo too. Now I'm just thinking of the game.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Most of Buffalo's plays, they end up with big plays, but there's a lot of 6, 7, 8 yard plays in there.
That's what I said. It makes sense.
It makes sense.
That part of it does make sense. Sure.
All right.
And you can imagine Buffalo getting up.
Yes.
Enough that they're just going to run the ball the rest of the game.
Yep.
You can see that.
I'm betting.
I mean, that's what they did last week.
I'm betting it.
All right.
I'm betting it. Yeah, well, it hurt my fantasy team, by the way, that they just
did
that.
Yeah, me too. I got him in the other league.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So if you
play both of y'all this week.
If you were
you in one league,
yes.
Fritz in the other league.
Yeah, you play me in the afternoon show league.
Yeah
I'm going to crush you. So if you remember back to the NFL draft on day 3, Shedeur Sanders was the big story, and we got a wave of, oh my God, it looks like the Eagles might be interested in taking Shedeur Sanders, which would have been such a gift from the Philadelphia Eagles to us
one
specifically.
Time. You won the Super Bowl, but come on.
What a gift. So Cam Newton was talking about Shedeur Sanders and where he wanted to go. Here's what Cam Newton had to say.
My source tells me that it wasn't just the Baltimore Ravens. It was 3 teams. The Cleveland Browns, the Philadelphia Eagles, and it also was Baltimore Ravens. Now, this is where the perspective gets skewed. Because why would Shedeur not want to go to Baltimore? If any team has been on the cutting edge of saying we figured out the recipe of drafting and developing good players to play great and elite, that's one of the teams that does it at a high level. Why not go to Baltimore? The second team, Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts has been nothing less than a model citizen. And of course, he's thinking to himself, like, you're talking about development. You're talking about preparing him to be a potential starting quarterback. These are individuals that is a no-brainer.
So Cam says that the Eagles were interested, and Shedeur Sanders did not want to go to the Eagles, did not want to go to the Baltimore Ravens. I guess Shedeur Sanders...
Or the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that one makes a little less sense to me.
Well, I think he's probably thinking that the organization is bad.
Yes.
And I don't want to be in that organization.
The only thing that makes sense from the Eagles and the Ravens standpoint is Shedeur Sanders is going to start here or Baltimore for the foreseeable future.
Right.
And he wants to go somewhere where he has a chance to start. I don't know that
would be my thought.
Right. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why he wouldn't want to be here.
Two model organizations, two great organizations that wins football games every year. And you got two African-American quarterbacks playing there. But I think it really just boils down to, now remember, this is him going into the draft.
Yep.
He doesn't want to go somewhere. He wants to go somewhere where he thinks he's going to start, and it's a good place for him to develop as a starter. He didn't think he was going to start in those two spots.
I would have made the argument for Shedeur Sanders. What what a great situation it would be to go somewhere where he would have 2 years to work on his skills, and then eventually, they're not going to keep you as a backup for years and years and years. If you're good enough, you'll get traded, or you'll have an opportunity somewhere else. Or, you know, Jalen Hurts has missed games basically every year of his career. You know, to
listen, Jalen got drafted here after they gave a quarterback $100 and some million, and look where he's at right now.
Right, I would want to be in a place that. Now, look, I'm not Shador Sanders. It's very easy for me to say you shouldn't want to go start somewhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But once you're in that situation, once you're in the situation of, okay, I'm not a first-round pick anymore, I think the best thing for him, what a great situation it would be here in Baltimore to go somewhere where, you know, where they're able to develop quarterbacks, you know?
Well, that's that humble pie he's having now.
Yes.
Where he realizes that he's not ready to play and probably sitting is the best situation for him.
Yes.
Now, listen, some guys go to teams, they throw you out there and they say, hey, you learn on the job. Well, you can pick up a lot of bad habits learning on the job, especially if you're a bad team without offensive line protection, all that type of stuff, and you can get ruined as a young quarterback.
Well, look at the number of quarterbacks over the recent years that have had to go to two, three, four teams that were all that were high draft picks, by the way. So, so man, what a gift it would have been. 215-592-9494. Speaking of a gift, National Appliance Warehouse is a gift.
If National Appliance Warehouse was in a draft, they would go number one.
Number one overall.
Yeah, no doubt about it when it comes to appliances.
They have all the tools. The price is always going to be best in National Appliance Warehouse because of they're in tax-free Delaware and Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific to National Appliance Warehouse. They update the price in the store.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
If you wanted it.
Yeah, prices. They have every brand from a budget to Sub-Zero Wolf & Co.
You nailed it that time.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, what are you waiting for?
Delivery. Delaware's, great salespeople.
Delaware's right there.
It's right there.
Just go over.
Right on 95.
It's easy.
Yes.
And you can finally experience what Spike and I have been talking about at National Appliance Warehouse. Great price, great experience, industry-leading professionals. When you walk in, they treat you like the good part of the family. They're excited to see you, make the whole buying process an absolute joy. And like Spike said, the right appliances for you. I know your kitchen's looking sad. You have people coming over for game day. You don't want to have a sad kitchen. Upgrade your kitchen and get to National Appliance Warehouse today and get an incredible shopping experience with incredible appliances. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
And how should they say it? With their chest.
We say everything with our chest on this show?
Yes.
Passing game's got to be better.
Yes. Don't chest go in out. There and mumble, Fritz sent me.
Yeah, I used to be a mumbler.
Nah, you can't be that way. Corey in Pottstown, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What's going on, guys? Hey, it's funny. I got to think about the Eagles, but about the Shador Sanders thing, real quick, the teams that I thought he should have went to that would have been better sitting on a bench with, I thought because they didn't give – San Francisco's quarterback his money yet. I thought him backing up the quarterback of San Francisco.
They paid him. They paid Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy got paid.
But they didn't pay him until the beginning of the year. They didn't pay him during the draft.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah, they waited. Well, yeah, I guess they
and
did.
By the
they
way,
waited after the draft to pay Purdy?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay. They paid him a lot of money.
And by the way,
you got a ton of money. Yeah.
Mac Jones is going to take his job
no,
anyway.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
No,
he's better than Brock Purdy. Yes, he
I
is.
I heard Patriots losers saying that. You're just a Purdy hater. They're getting, you are. You're a Purdy hater.
Yeah, he stinks. He, obviously.
He doesn't. He doesn't stink. Anyway.
Hey guys, I thought as far as a quarterback that gets hurt all the time that he could have backed up, I thought he would have been a decent backup in Miami.
Yeah, he probably thought so, too.
Yeah.
That's probably a spot he wanted to go to. Yeah,
by the way, Corey, he wasn't a free agent. He couldn't just go wherever he wanted.
He had to
so.
Get drafted.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
I guess the question is I'm confused. Here's why I'm confused.
Okay.
Let's say the passing game this week, and I'm only going to just say this week. Let's say the passing game looks good this week.
The offense. Offense. Everybody's saying passing game. Running game, too. Yeah, okay.
Offense. They scored 24 points the first week, 20 the next week.
Yep.
And the offense didn't look good, really, let's say, for both weeks.
Yep.
Let's say they score, their offense looks good this week, and they score 30 points and lose.
Yep.
Okay? Then that means the defense took a back. And I don't know that I would care as much of the defense taking a step back rather than seeing the offense take a step forward. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, it's an interesting question to bring up. I think if we talked about it till we were blue in the face, we could come up with a million different scenarios for how what I'm saying could play out on Sunday, right? I think there is a world, by the way, that the offense looks good and maybe the defense mostly looks good and gets beat on a couple of big plays. I don't know. If the defense, I think the most interesting thing about the defense, and I think it was Baldy that brought this up yesterday, when I asked if the defense took a step forward, he noted that the number of good players on the Chiefs offense is just not very high. And he didn't sound, when we talked to Baldy yesterday, he didn't sound particularly impressed with how good the Eagles defense looked on Sunday. So I think it's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I think if I would bet, if we're going to look at the trajectory of this season and I had a bet on one unit coming together, I would bet on the defense coming together over the offense coming together.
I just don't want to kind of put one out, like to make one look better, maybe with a loss, the other is going to look worse.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
He's not giving you a score,
yes,
per se.
Yeah. I think if I had to put my money on it, I'm more confident in the defense ending up as a good defense, mm-hmm, than I am that the offense is going to end up as the sort of offense we needed to end up. So I would take a step back on the defense, mostly just because I'm confident. And by the way, the people who are saying the opposite are just more confident in the offense eventually coming together than I am. And the defense wins championships thing, it's true. It's also not totally true. It's not 25 years ago. You need a good defense, sure, but it's super hard to just get carried by your defense.
I agree.
You know? So we didn't.
Who was the last true, like, defense?
The Broncos,
right? Like, that was the last one where it was like the defense was so good it didn't matter what the offense did.
Well, it was not the Seahawks were after
the Broncos.
Broncos were after the Seahawks. Okay.
With the Peyton last.
Oh, right.
I mean, and
thank you for the call, Corey.
I could argue, although Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of that team, I still believe the defense has been the strength of the Chiefs the last 2 years.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and that Super Bowl the Patriots won after the Eagles. When they
beat McVay like 9-3 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get Jared Goff out of here game.
Yeah. Well, that was one that when we used to make the Belichick arguments, no one liked to bring up that one.
Yeah, see, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one when everything is about Brady winning day. Well, Brady and that offense wasn't that good that year. That was a defensive-led team.
Dude, that was the worst Super Bowl
was a defensive-led team. So Belichick's last Super Bowl win was his defense.
Yeah, you're right.
Brady didn't even win the MVP.
Right. Yeah. You know, so thinking about
13-3, by the way.
13-3. I know it was.
I've almost wiped that Super Bowl from my memory.
It was boring. It was like one of the worst Super Bowls ever to watch.
I don't even know what counts on Brady's resume. Does he take one away? Does he acknowledge that one?
Yeah. You want to take
he
one
probably
away?
Does, no, he probably doesn't acknowledge it.
So I was looking, speaking of McVay, I was looking at, you know how Elliott does his, for every game.
Yes, I saw that chart.
He'll do each chart and who has the advantage. You know, it goes all the way from elite to poor. And he does, you know, quarterback, coach, wide receivers. And I noted, as I usually do, I look right to the head coach and the quarterback. He has Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford is equal, and he has, for head coach, the Eagles slightly ahead of the Rams.
No.
Yeah. I have trouble with both of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
We can have certain discussions and arguments in the offseason because it's mostly hindsight and projecting forward.
Yes.
So it's easy to have hindsight and have our chest out when we just won the Super Bowl.
Yes, there's no argument.
There's no argument to be made. I'm gonna get the last word in. We won the Super Bowl.
That's how I lost every argument in the offseason. We just won the Super Bowl, but you're right.
More importantly, projecting is easier to be done because it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
It's happened.
Yes.
We had two more games.
Yeah.
There's no way you're gonna tell me that Jalen and Matthew Stafford are equal.
Not at this point.
Playing the quarterback position right now.
Not right this second. And the McVay thing, I have great respect for Sirianni.
I love Sirianni. He's McVay is the second best coach in the league behind Andy Reid.
Yes. And he's
coaching Hurt right now.
Yeah.
And with the torn plantar fascia. Yeah, he doesn't need surgery. They don't need surgery.
Now, I will admit, that's a Nick Sirianni thing.
Oh,
that's it. Nick would be out there injured and everything else on the sideline. So I
100%.
100%. I'm actually surprised Pretty Boy is out there coaching still.
I'm surprised he's not up in the booth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he's not up in the booth.
Trying to think of all the coaches we've seen be hurt on the sideline. I mean, the famous ones with Joe Pa. Remember Joe Pa with the crutches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? He almost got ran over, too.
He sure did.
Yeah, and then they got him upstairs.
The reason, with all due respect to Sirianni, look, they've both been to two Super Bowls. They've both won one. Yes, Sirianni has a better winning percentage as one head-to-head, but the fact that McVay is also the offensive guy that he is, the coordinator on the team, I think just has to give him the advantage on
what he's done with that team. First of all, he sold the farm to win the Super Bowl.
And they did it.
Bleep those picks, all of that.
Yep.
Had to rebuild the team.
Yes.
Basically without first or second round draft pick for 2 years.
Yeah.
He didn't have first or second round draft picks. Right? Rebuilt the team, and they're back as one of the NFC's best teams.
Right.
Like, that's where they are.
Without Aaron Donald,
without Cooper Kupp, without Jalen Ramsey, without those guys.
And by the way, he's resurrected Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devontae Adams is nothing last year, by the way.
No, Sean McVay is a damn good coach.
He's a great coach.
Yes. Yeah, but are they tough?
I don't know.
Isn't that Elliott's thing?
Yeah, can they win in the cold?
Oh, no, that's Shanahan, right?
Yeah, well, that's his insult on Shanahan.
Now I'll take McVay over Shanahan.
Yeah. I will take McVay over Shanahan as well.
Although Shanahan cooking up another one with Mac Jones.
Well, Shanahan's a great coach.
He's ready for Mac Jones to take that job.
I
know.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Why pay Brock Purdy when you get Mac Jones?
Why are you so against Brock
because
Purdy?
Because he obviously is a system quarterback that they can spend more money on defense and spread out the money to sign Mac Jones.
The whole money on quarterbacks thing, you pay your quarterback if you have a starting quarterback. But he's the eighth highest paid quarterback in the league. It doesn't matter.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494.
That's Purdy, man. Look at this guy.
I'm an equal opportunity hater. I want everyone to acknowledge that.
Yeah, you hate Purdy.
I like quarterbacks with strong arms. Sorry.
Well, Purdy's a good quarterback.
He's okay.
He's a
Mac Jones would do just as well.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Shil Kapadia will answer the question of the day. Also, I feel like I might need to dig into Shil Kapadia a little bit. I heard something he said on the morning show earlier this week.
There we go. Hold him accountable.
I just think he needs to be pressed a little bit. He's not a sheep. Well,
we'll see what's his answer.
Yeah, maybe he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, man.
Shil Kapadia joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.